good afternoon. Thanks, everybody, for coming, as well as Coach Marone for making the trip up from Buffalo. And I know you'll be interested to hear about the Bills and what he has planned for the upcoming season. We are absolutely thrilled to announce a new five-year deal with the Buffalo Bills, which will see us play five. With the Bills, we'll play five regular season games here over the next 5 years and one preseason game. I certainly want to thank Russ and Mary for the commitment to the series over the past number of months that we have spent talking about this this extension. This is all about us as far as delivering world-class premium content. The relationship with the Buffalo Bills, the relationship with the National Football League is important to Rogers Media and important to Rogers. And what it does is bring us the world-class content every year into our stadium, which, of course, is Rogers Center. We certainly have learned a lot over the last 5 years through this relationship, and this year was really a learning experience for me, who came into this relationship midway through. And in bringing in somebody like Greg Albrecht to run the series this year, we saw monumental success in terms of the selling once that we were able to reduce our ticket prices to what I call competitive pricing in the marketplace of the National Football League. And the success that we saw this year when I know Russ, Mary, and Doug would agree that the team wasn't where they wanted to be, but we still saw the success. The appetite for the National Football League, the appetite for the Buffalo Bills is here in Toronto, and we're so excited to be able to extend a five-year deal today.
Thank you, Keith. Now, Russ Brandon, do you mind saying a few words?
Thank you, Vanya. I just wanted to also thank Keith, Rogers Communications, Rogers Media, for their continued commitment. This is a hallmark opportunity for our franchise to continue this operation that we started 5 years ago. As Keith mentioned, we learned a lot over the last 5 years, but the one thing that we did learn that was paramount was the appetite for the NFL in Southern Ontario, in the GTA. As I've mentioned many times to the media prior, when we embarked on this, one of our plans was to make sure that we had more fans come from Southern Ontario back to Ralph Wilson Stadium. In 5 years, we have seen that growth go from 11% of our fan base from the GTA to over 20%. So it has certainly worked for us back at Ralph Wilson Stadium, and we are going to continue to do everything in our power with Keith and his commitment to improve the experience right here at the Rogers Center. So we're very excited about this opportunity and look forward to answering some questions from you today.
Thanks, Russ. Making his debut in Toronto, new head coach Doug Marone, who was just introduced as the new Bills head coach a couple of weeks ago.
Well, great. I also want to thank Keith and Rogers Media for this opportunity. You know, I am truly excited about this. You know, as a former player in the NFL, I had experience of playing in London in a preseason game, and then obviously as a coach in the NFL, I played over in London. And I know that, you know, for the players that were with us on that team and then for myself as a player, it's an outstanding experience, and it's one that, you know, we look forward to. Obviously, we have a great fan base here in Toronto, and I think it's a great opportunity, you know, for us to come up and play in front of them as well as come seeing us play in Ralph Wilson Stadium, and for our fans in Buffalo to come up to this great city of Toronto and spend some time up here and being able to watch our team play. You know, as far as what our responsibility is, and Keith had mentioned it, you know, it's putting together a winning product that goes on that field. That's my responsibility, and we have to work with the players, and we're looking forward to that.
Thank you very much. And now we're going to send things over to Greg Albrecht, who oversees the Bills in Toronto series at the Rogers Center. Greg.
Thanks, Ivanka, and thank you very much for coming, and thanks to the Bills for coming up today and in advance of the Super Bowl coming up in the next couple of days. I'm very excited to have another 5 years to work on this series. I came on August the 1st last year and was able to look at the learnings for the last 5 years and look at how we scaled ticket pricing and revamped our marketing message, as well as reached out to the local community and really started to have a groundswell of interest, not just from Bills fans, but from folks that have come to the NFL, know the brand and also know the Bills, but were a little bit apprehensive to come to a game, and they really came up and came to the fore. And so we had a full stadium in December the 16th, and we're looking to build on that success for the next 5 years. So thanks very much, and look forward to it.
All right, we've heard from the men at the table. Now we're going to open it up for some questions. We do have mic runners on the floor, microphones available. If you would state your name and media outlet before your question. Who wants to start?
Rob Wong from Sportsnet 590 Fan. Question for Russ and Keith. Knowing the struggles that this series has had over the last 5 years, and you guys mentioned, I mean, there's been some tough times. Was there ever a time where you guys considered not renewing the series?
I can tell you from our standpoint, the answer to that is a profound no. To have the partnership that we've had with Rogers Media, the commitment from Keith, bringing on Greg, Phil Lind, Paul Beeston, the Rogers family, Ed and Melinda, everything that they've committed to this series has been above and beyond. And as Doug mentioned earlier, our commitment is that we have to bring a winning product to the field. That's where we have fallen down in this series. We talk about the atmosphere last year, and it was not exactly conducive to what we want to build upon. But the reason for that was we didn't play good football, plain and simple. And if you look back at the year before when we beat the Redskins 23-0 here, we had 11 sacks and 4 false start penalties based on the fact that the crowd was very, very active because we were playing well. So our commitment as an organization is to do everything in our power to win here at the Rogers Center, on the road, in Orchard Park, and build a program that everyone will be proud of.
Thanks. I would echo Russ's comments. When we started having the discussions about the renewal, we didn't start the discussions like you normally would with any other rights negotiation. We started with, okay, what can we do from an improvement perspective, from a promotional side, from a building the Bills brand. Both of us, and negotiations always are easier when you both want to end at the same result, and we both wanted to continue this relationship. But we knew we needed to make some changes, and the first was we felt that if, in fact, we were going to go forward, we needed somebody that we could dedicate and work on this series 24/7, 365 days a year, and that was Greg. And we came to a decision together to bring somebody in. Russ and the Bills interviewed Greg. We spent a lot of time, Greg and I, together. And the success, and I would use almost the word gargantuan in the first year. But as of bringing him in August 1st, and changing the actual strategy, changing the ticket prices so that 60% were under $100, changing the strategy as far as complimentary tickets that had been commonplace in previous years, and they became non-existent last year, where the announcing the real attendance numbers, and then seeing the success for a team that, as Russ said last year, were not when they played the Seahawks here, were not at the level that they want to be, and to see how many tickets that were actually sold, and I know firsthand how tough it is to sell tickets in this city. And especially football tickets with my past with the Toronto Argonauts. And I was absolutely dumbfounded with the overwhelming appetite for the National Football League and tickets that we sold last year. So once we saw that, once we were able to make, as I call, course corrections, and now can offer our fans and the fans of Toronto a first-class National Football League experience with the Buffalo Bills, with everything else leading up to it, i.e. the tailgates and so forth. We're pretty excited and very thrilled to be part of this new five-year deal.
Keith, it's Bob Mitchell, Toronto Star. You reduced the ticket prices last year. Do you foresee you'll have to do it again this year, or are you pretty happy that fans in Toronto will buy the tickets at the prices?
Well, I think Bob, I think right now the course correction is happened. We don't believe that we need to go significantly lower than that. When you think about Greg coming in August 1st and selling, you know, like I said, reducing the complimentary tickets significantly so that we sold north of 35,000 tickets last year, understanding that the real capacity for the Buffalo Bills, the way that we configure the stadium, is just over 45,000. We believe that at 35,000 with a team at that particular time, with all due respect, was not in serious competition for a playoff spot. And now you give somebody like Greg an opportunity with the promotional machine that we have behind it. We think that the tickets are well-priced and that the interest is like I said, I was amazed at the minute that we changed strategy, the minute that we course-corrected the prices, ticket sales went like this, and that is starting late in August. Now we will start far earlier with the great promotional machine that Rogers has behind it.
Any other questions?
Joe Biscali at WGR in Buffalo. Russ, one of the lingering concerns over this series was, I guess, the overall stigma of it not being a home game to some of the players, to some of the fans coming up from Buffalo. What are maybe some of your responses to that to help, you know, facilitate that becoming a better thing moving forward?
That's a good question, Joe. Number one, we by no means try to replicate the experience of Ralph Wilson Stadium here at the Rogers Center. That's number one. Number two, you know, we have 55 years of tradition in Buffalo and in Orchard Park. We have 5 years of tradition here. It is very important to our organization moving forward in today's NFL that you well know that we regionalize our brands. Over 10 years ago, we went east and moved our training camp to Rochester, and we've reaped the benefits of that. And this agreement, as I mentioned earlier, is no different. We're like many other businesses in Buffalo, especially in the entertainment industry, in the tourism industry, that Southern Ontario and Toronto are very important to their businesses. We are no different than that. So from our standpoint, we're, as I've mentioned earlier, we need to win more. We need a better on-field performance and turn people who are fans of the NFL, not particularly Bills fans, into Bills fans. We have a great segment of avid Bills fans here, and over the last 5 years, we've won one game out of five. We need to turn that tide, and we're committed to doing that.
Hi, Dan Ralph, Canadian Press. This is for Keith. 5 years ago, this game, Rogers was branding this game as an opportunity to show that Toronto was an NFL. Russ is telling us that this game is to brand the to expand the Bills brand. Is this game to expand the Bills brand or to show that Toronto is an NFL city?
Well, I think from Rogers' perspective, and when we started chatting about it with Nadir Mohammed, our CEO, and our vice chair Phil Lind, it was the concept behind premium content that Sportsnet and that Rogers wants to bring to Rogers Center, and we have a couple other events that we're working on that fall under that that hopefully will be announced in the coming months. So from our perspective, it is about world-class premium content, and the National Football League is that, and the Buffalo Bills are part of the National Football League and are that. And I can tell you, Dan, that having experienced it, there is no question that the appetite here in Toronto for the National Football League is very, very large. And I know that like I said, with the course correction that we've had with the actual prices, with the Bills from their on-field performance headed in the right direction, I'm confident that this game, with everything that surrounds it, with the events, will be a real large success. So from our perspective, it is about world-class premium content and being associated with global, strong brands that are strategic for our organization.
Hi, Russ Courtney from News Talk 1010. My question to Russ. After the game last year, your center called the series a joke and said that he hoped that it wouldn't get renewed. Now that it has, what do you have to say to him?
Well, we understand that emotions run high after games. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, our focus is on moving forward. Our focus as an organization is to provide our fans and our players the best experiences possible. You know, from that standpoint, I understand his frustration. I respect it. And, you know, we're moving forward from that standpoint right now. You know, our focus is, as a franchise, is we need to win games everywhere we play. And this is a part of our experience as a Buffalo Bill. And this is a very important part of our organization, our regionalization strategy. And moving forward, you know, my focus, along with everyone in our organization, is to win more games, whether we're in Orchard Park, on the road, or here at the Rogers Center. So, you know, I respect, again, what Eric said, but, you know, we're excited about what we have in front of us.
Any other questions on the floor? Are there any questions on the phone? Oh, one more here.
Russ, Caitlin Liotti, YNN. I know that the Bills lease in Orchard Park with Erie County was obviously a big item on your to-do list. Was this in place before that, or did you have to kind of hold off on this announcement because of the lease in Orchard Park? Could you kind of elaborate?
We just got together last night and hammered this out. So, no, we've been having great dialogue for about a year on the extension. You know, I also want to acknowledge Mary Owen, who's one of our EVPs. You know, along with Greg coming on board full-time, Mary has really taken on this initiative full-time on our behalf, along with Bruce Popko, who's all, here as well, who's our Chief Revenue Officer, has done an outstanding job in building what we really want to focus on is owning the QEW and having the opportunity to also, besides our games, have our players in the community, build the opportunity and build our brand. Because we have one of the most global traditional brands in the National Football League, and it is very important through our regionalization efforts that we continue that process, which is very important. You know, we hear criticism at times relative to our fan base in Buffalo, and I understand it. Okay, they have great pride in the Buffalo Bills. We've had population decline. We've had corporate decline for many, many years. And we would be remiss if we were not trying to actively continue to build our brand in Southern Ontario, into Rochester, to keep the viability of this franchise in Western New York for decades and generations to come. That was in parcel with the lease agreement having the franchise sustained for many, many years, having a 10-year extension at St. John Fisher with our training camp, and then having this agreement puts all the pieces of the puzzle in place.
Are there any on the phone?
We do have a question from the line of Jay Scurzi with Buffalo News. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Doug, sorry I couldn't be there. This question is for Coach Marone. Coach, did the series in Toronto come up at all during your interview process with the team? And how concerned are you that you may be losing a competitive advantage with what comes in a home game in Orchard Park?
Well, James, to answer the first part of that question, no, that did not come up because obviously, you know, through this process, if everyone, you know, I think everyone here now understands, you know, Keith has said it and Russ has said it, what my responsibility is, along with our coaches and our players, to put forth an unbelievable product and win games. I think when people talk about advantages or disadvantages, you know, I always looked at it as that, you know, tell us where we need to go, what time we need to be there, and our responsibility is to go and play football. And I've had that feeling from when I was a little boy growing up till now, you know, being 48 and sitting here today. And I think Russ made a great point, one that we all have to understand that, you know, wherever we play, you know, it's our responsibility to win. And it's our responsibility to put a good product on that field, wherever it may be. I'm just excited for the opportunity that Keith has given us, along with Rogers Media, to come up here and play. You know, I know I'm excited about it, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.